Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Women in Tech with Ariana, with me as your favorite host. So for this podcast, y'all, I really want to make sure that I'm actually being helpful. I think there's tons of podcasts, right, that talk about the fads that's happening tech, what's trendy, etc., yada, yada. But the reality is that there are a lot of issues that are happening right now where jobs are being lost, industries are being taken over overnight, and this is no longer an exaggeration, right? I think maybe 15 years ago, at the time I was, 13 years old or 14, you know, talking about technology transforming to the extent that it is now, it still kind of felt like a long shot. You didn't think that industries would just be completely taken over in a night. Like, yeah, maybe we knew it would take 20 years or so, but we're starting to see things happen and change so fast. And as a result, companies, and to a degree I understand, are making strategic decisions where, you know, they're downsizing. You know, you hear companies announcing, like major companies that are profitable in the billions of dollars or the hundreds of millions, that are laying people off, like 10, 15, 20% of their staff. And so I think for me, I've always wrestled with having this calling, is what I call it, within the tech world, for myself personally. So for those of you who don't know, I've been a software engineer for 14 years, since 2010, back in high school. And it's a gift and a curse. I think the gift is that I have the ability to innovate, right, and build things and create things that can change people's lives. I've built 3 tech companies over the last couple of years. But I think the caveat to that is me deciding, like, what to build, and then, like, how does what I'm building impact people within this world, local communities, etc. And so I try to very thoughtfully think about how I'm creating and how I'm ensuring that I'm empowering people to either be creators, align themselves with creators, because, I mean, we're just really going to see a huge gap when we're talking about wealth gap, opportunities, et cetera, understanding what's happening in the world, you know, at a very vast level. I talked about this in a previous episode, how even the country of Singapore, they're actually investing and anyone over the age, I believe 45 is the age, to be able to go back and get, take courses paid for by the government to learn about AI, because it's just happening, moving so fast. And the reality is that if you're listening to this episode, you clicked on it because, yeah, maybe you know someone within this industry and you're like, hey, let me share this with them because this can help them in their job. Because the reality is if they don't start to begin to think of how they're going to apply technology in whatever field you're in, you're literally going to be screwed. And this isn't to scare you in a way of like anxiety and all those things, but to bring awareness. But with that being said, as a software engineer and a full stack software engineer, I do believe it is my duty to just share with the world actual things that are going to be helpful. So today's episode, guys, I'm going over just 6 different ways that AI can help you if you are particularly someone in the real estate field. Maybe you're an agent or you're on the lender side. I'm not sure what specific job you have, but I'm hoping that this episode can be helpful. So let's get right to it. So one of the things that is very obvious is that real estate is very competitive. Practically everyone is a real estate agent, right? Or applying to get their certification. Maybe that's something you do on the side. Maybe it's your full-time role and gig. The first thing that came to mind was like, okay, what are the problems that those of you who are professionals in the real estate world are facing? The number one is that it's very fierce competition. And so I ran across an ad on Instagram of this real estate agent who's in Texas. And I just thought it was the most genius marketing strategy, where he basically gifts Louis Vuitton bags to his clients, and it's working. Like, every sale that he gets when somebody closes a deal, he gifts them a Louis Vuitton bag. And I think it's genius, because if I'm a real estate agent, right, and I'm making, I don't know, anywhere between, let's say, 3 to up to 15% or 14% or 10 or 7% of a sale, you know, $1,000 bag off of the average home value of the homes that are selling now, I mean, that's nothing, right? Or even a $2,000 bag or a wallet, etc. So I thought it was a genius marketing strategy that he was using. So my first recommendation, and again, throughout this entire episode, I'm just going to be throwing out ideas for you to run with it. Maybe it's helpful, maybe it's not. Share with everyone you know. But the first way that, if I were a real estate person, I would totally use AI to help me create unique ideas like that. So one of the things that is very key with AI is, or particularly like the chat tools that talk back to you, is how you're prompting. Like, are you writing in detail enough? And so I often sit with my friends who are not technical, and they show me what they're putting in ChatGPT, for example, right? Or Bard or whatever tool that you're using. And I often have to coach them on how to be specific. Like, you actually want to make sure that you're talking to the tool as if you're talking to a person. So if, let's say I'm a real estate agent based in Omaha, Nebraska, and the average age of a person that I'm selling a home to is anywhere from 28 to 37 years old. Well, I would specifically put in the AI tool, let's say ChatGPT, for example, "Hey, ChatGPT, what unique marketing strategies should I use as a giveaway or a marketing campaign to attract this specific demographic of people who live in this specific city?" And then, in addition to that prompt, I would add in, like, the example I gave you all just now with the real estate agent who's based in, I believe he's in Houston, Texas. You have to Google this guy, who is giving away the Louis Vuitton bags. And I would use it as an example and then ask ChatGPT all in one prompt now, because this thing is, you know, it can handle it. All in one prompt. And then at the end of it, I would say, "Give me 20 examples. And I would take the best three and I would apply it. So that's just an example. One quick one that I would use it if I were a real estate agent and based in anywhere in the world. I just randomly picked Omaha, Nebraska, because my personal attorney, he lives there. Okay, so the second one is referral tools. So, like, we all know that real estate agents make a ton of money off of their referrals. So there are tons of tools that you can use out there, you know, and I know traditionally, you know, again, real estate agents typically get referrals through their phone or their text, or maybe people are DM you, I don't know. But there are AI tools that you can actually use to build up your referral game and track. And I believe these tools can also track, like, analytics and data. Some of them may have payout connectivity as well. So maybe they link to, like, PayPal or Stripe, where based on a referral, or if someone, I don't know, buys a home or whatever it is, you close a deal, whatever you're contracts are, you know, you can kind of do all that through some of these tools. So some of the tools that I researched are BirdEye, and then there's Referral AI. So Google those. By the way, this episode is not sponsored by any of these companies that I'm talking about. This is just based on, like, my research, and I genuinely just want to be helpful. So if these tools don't work for you, great. Well, maybe, I don't know, like, email them, let them know, give them feedback. Don't leave a bad review. It's hard out here for all founders. And, you know, maybe they'll give you a discount. I'm not sure. But again, I'm not a real estate agent, so I can't say that this is the best tool for your specific case. But I do want to make sure that I'm being helpful and just kind of helping you guys. So BirdEye is one tool. The second one is a tool called Referral AI. The third thing that is a big deal for those of you in this industry is that you're constantly on calls, right? You're always doing cold outreach. Sales outreach is, like, literally half the game as a real estate agent. So one of the things that you absolutely need to do is automate your calls. So there are tons of, like, AI tools where, you know, it can go and find information for you, like the contact list. So I know, you know, there are tons of tools that do that. But these AI tools actually can run the calls for you. And if in the case someone actually picks up, then it'll come up on your phone. So it saves you so much time. That way, you'll know and find out whether or not the phone number that you actually have is dead or not. So Phone Burner is one company, and Gong.io. So do your own research, look it up, you know, see if it's in your budget. But I definitely think that this is something that you should begin to use at scale. Now you can use these tools to test out other markets. If you have a license in multiple states and you're looking to do real estate abroad, you know, these are abroad as in throughout the US specifically, or wherever country you are, because we do have listeners all over the world. You know, I would use tools like this to help to automate some of my processes. Now, some of these tools, and I'm not necessarily saying that Phone Burner or Gong.io, but I do know that some tools have a history of being quite pricey. So maybe even give like some of these companies a call and say, hey, like I'm a smaller, you know, business, not a big real estate firm. Or maybe you are a big real estate firm and you're just trying to figure out ways to, you know, expand your current sales team of 5 or even 10 for them to get even more progress done. So this can be very helpful if you have, if you're a person of one and it's just you doing this real estate game, full-time or part-time, or maybe you're listening and you actually own a firm and you're just like, hey, I need to be able to scale my company and move a lot faster, and you want to bring tools to your team to help make their lives easier. That is one of the best things I would say, like for the founders that are listening, whether this is relevant to you or not, like I would totally say you need to be looking at how you can use AI for every single department at your company, whether it's marketing, sales, whatever it is, like everything needs to be automated. And don't even think of it from perspective of you necessarily have to fire people, because if you have great people, it's hard to come by great people. I would never fire my like best employees. I would never fire them. You know, I would always maybe give them tools that can help their make their job easier and better. But maybe instead of like thinking, oh, I need to downsize, maybe your person, your two-person marketing team, now with the power of different AI tools, can use these tools where the person team of 2 can move like a person team of 10, right? So now instead of scaling to hire more people and paying all that money in taxes and all that, when it comes down to having full-time employees, you're just helping your company move more efficiently. So I would totally say, look at it from that perspective if you're a founder listening or small business owner, which is most people across America. So yeah, I would say totally automate your sales process and how you're doing outreach. Again, those company names are Phone Burner and Gong.io for the calls. And then a quick refresh on the referral tools. The two names of those companies were Bird Eye and Referral AI. Again, this episode is not sponsored by them. Or anything. I'm not making any money from that. I'm just wanting to like support y'all. The next thing I would say is like one of the challenges that I assume those of you who do real estate have, and just from also doing my own research, is abiding with local laws. Like there are tons of local laws that are changing, rezonings. Like you need to be using like these chat AI tools to help you to understand basic laws, right? So I don't know, maybe there's a local law in, you know, LA or New York City or Chicago, Miami, wherever you are, Atlanta, listen to this episode. Make sure that you're using ChatGPT to help you understand, you know, what are the different regulations that you need to make sure that you're abiding by and your clients are abiding by. So be very detailed in ChatGPT. Now, of course, this is not legal advice and you should always consult with an attorney, but let's be clear, like AI is going to completely transform the lawyers and that industry over the next couple of years. To an extent, I'm actually quite excited about that. I know that sounds pretty bad. If you're an attorney, listen to this. Don't worry. I'm going to do an episode on how attorneys can also use AI to support them and help their clients as well. But I do think that the cost to have an attorney per hour is insane. Like it's a lot. And I'm not saying that you should completely replace your company's attorneys and your legal counsel with AI. Like I would never do that. completely, but for definitely the simple things, for sure. Basic contracts between, you know, B2B, B2C, that are small things that are repeat parts of your process that have to do with signing contracts with clients or other parties or contractors, employees, etc., totally can be automated. Like, most of these firms, they've written these employee contracts for companies for the last 20 plus years. It's typically the same language, and they're still charging you $16,000 for it. And so I'm excited for AI to disrupt in a way that it makes things more transparent and honest. I'm not excited for anyone to lose their job, and I'm not advocating for that. But I think that there are smart ways that as business owners, we can use technology to help us, but also save money. And if you are an attorney or you own a law firm and you're listening to this episode, there are ways that you can use AI to make the lives of your team and the attorneys on your team a lot faster. I'll make that a next episode for how, if you're in the legal field, how you can use AI as tools. But yeah, I would totally say, obviously, abiding by local laws, things that you're trying to understand, run it through ChatGPT and Bard and all these other tools to help you understand. Another thing I'll say is, like, when you're using it in this context, like I've used it before for some legal stuff, you have to give it a little bit at a time. So it does still take time. Now, that is the caveat, is I would not use a AI chat tool to help me write a contract that's like, okay, super long, where you have to go through section. Well, actually, no, I can't say that either. It really depends on the case scenario of how serious the situation is. Because again, what you don't want to do is put your company in a place where, you know, you're screwed and then you have to spend $30,000 because ChatGPT wrote you the wrong contract. But what I was going to say was, you want to ensure that you're giving it a little bit at a time to make sure that you're fully understanding the laws, you're asking it questions. That way you feel well-versed. So basically, I would be using it as if like ChatGPT or Bard or whatever is tutoring you about the law. So make sure you're abiding by local laws and those that you're serving as your clients. The fifth thing I would totally use it for if I were in real estate is obvious, one of the most obvious, which is like your calculations and doing deductions, right? So I know there's tons of math that happens, you know, with real estate agents and how you're conversing with your clients in different parts of the deal. So obviously you can use that to help you understand, to make sure that you're doing your deals right, but even for understanding the metrics in your business, right? Like maybe you're trying to calculate an extra amount of profit that you want to make by the end of the year, you know, including, you know, whatever tax advantages you have, or, you know, what's kind of happening in the real estate market that fits into those equations. You want to make sure that you're using AI for all of your math. That's I think a very simple one that's kind of straightforward that you can use. The last thing I have is I would use AI to automate all of your email outreach. So earlier we talked about calls. There are tons of phone calls that a lot of you in this industry have to do. And on top of the calls, I'm sure that your emails that you have to send out are probably 10 to 20x that. So there are different AI tools. One that I personally like and we use at my company is a tool called Apollo. So Apollo is really cool. And they allow you to automate sequences. So like you can create steps for the full flow of how you reach out to your customers. So that is everything from, let's say, for example, everyone knows in order to actually close a deal, if you're doing cold outreach, it takes about 7 to 13 touches, really about 8 to 13 touches. So that's from maybe a person discovered you on Instagram, or you called them first or emailed them first, then you have to follow up in, you know, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, whatever. And you can actually completely automate every single step that it takes for you to actually convert to get to a customer. On top of that, Apollo is a really cool AI tool because it allows you to, what I think is a very great monthly rate for the return and the access to information that you have, Apollo allows you to also find the contact information for people of any industry. So that's it. Just insert industry here, whether you're in the art world, the real estate world, the I don't know, coffee world, the watch selling world, gallery world, you know, VC world, investor, founder, etc. You can pretty much find the email of millions of people through this tool that can help you with cold outreach. But if I was a real estate agent, I wouldn't use it for that. I would use it more so for, you know, automating that communication and your follow-up. And this can be for anyone. So there's, I'm pretty sure there's someone listening to this episode right now. You're not a real estate agent, but this title of the podcast really intrigued you. So I would use Apollo for any industry I'm in to help automate and, you know, the communication and follow-up, which is a really, really big deal. And it's a hard thing, right? Especially when you're in an industry like real estate, where everything's about probability. So you probably need to be reaching out to 100 people a month just to maybe get a strong 10 that respond, with two that will look at a house but may or may not buy. So when you think about that math of like actually getting a 2% conversion rate, which is the average conversion rate of, you know, when you're doing sales and marketing, you know, you want to make sure that you're maximizing your potential by using these AI tools to automate your process and your job. So that these are just a few things that I would do. Leave some comments, guys. DM me on Instagram at Women in Tech with Ariana, or Facebook, or find me on LinkedIn, Ariana the Techie everywhere. Let me know what other industries you want me to speak to, what kind of tools, what kind of problems you're having. And I would love to do episodes on them. Yeah, I just want to make sure that these episodes are actually being helpful, because I think everyone, again, like I talked about in the beginning of the podcast, there's so much fluff with most podcasts, and especially when you're talking about doing things in technology. And the reality is that like people need things and resources that are going to help them feed their families tomorrow and get results within like 3 weeks. So I just want to make sure that this podcast is leaving you all with tangible tools that can actually help you. Thank you again for listening to this episode. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Follow, like, subscribe, and totally share this with everyone you know. I think at this point, everyone around the world needs to be exposed to what's happening in tech and how you can help yourself for the future. Talk to you soon.